Welcome to Big Brother 10 Sister Speak, where we discuss the latest season of Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 18.
Our final episode.
Let's get started.
Okay.
Go ahead and start.
Hey, I have forgotten where we left off. We've been, you know, schedules are busy and everything, so we haven't done a Big Brother podcast for a couple of weeks. So
I forgot
where we left off, like who was the last person that got evicted that we talked about.
I think it was Ollie and
Ollie,
Michelle.
Probably. Yeah, Ollie and Michelle mm-hmm. getting back door and stuff. So the next person to go out was Rennie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rennie was the next person to go out. And, you know, everybody kind of knew that. I think even she kind of knew that. You know, because Dan and Memphis were obviously aligned. Even Rennie kept telling Keisha that. Jerry, yeah. Everybody just used as a floater, you know. And Keisha, of course, was trying to play both Memphis and Dan.
At that point, though, I was wanting Jerry or Keisha to win. Or Rennie to HOH to change it up.
I was
irritated by how cocky Memphis and Dan were.
No, not me. I was. I love the Renegades.
I did not love the Renegades.
I thought it was so good of them.
Now, I didn't really want Keisha to win. I wanted Rennie to win, actually, because she was the one I thought was the most fair, even though she was crazy. And I didn't want Jerry to win the whole thing either. I just wanted him to win that HOH. So mm-hmm. that they could change it up. But Jerry's dumbass, he goes and wins one of those final HOHs, like the last, the fourth to the last one, mm-hmm. and doesn't put up Dan and Memphis, just puts up one of them.
Yep.
Which was dumb.
Yep.
And that's the one
he
where
put
Rennie
up Memphis and Rennie, didn't he? Yeah, he put up Memphis and Rennie. And Memphis won the POV.
Right.
So he had no choice but to put up
Keisha.
No, he put up Dan and Rennie.
Right.
And because Jerry went to Memphis and thought he was forming this little alliance. You remember that? Mm-hmm. And so when Memphis won the POV,
He took Dan off.
Well, Memphis was safe too. So right. he had no choice but to put Keisha up against Rennie.
Of course.
And of course, Rennie was going to go.
Yeah. So that was a move that I think was that messed him up. And then further messing that up is how Keisha was still believing that they were going to take her.
Well,
and I don't think she, this is what I think. I don't think she really tried that hard on the last HOH.
Because she knew that she was going to be safe.
She did not try that hard on the last HOH.
Well, Keisha thought she was doing what Memphis did. And that is, Keisha thought that she had it in with Memphis and Dan. So whichever one of them won would take her. And that's what Memphis was doing. He was in with Dan and he was in with Jerry. See, to make sure. And he thought he was a little bit
Jerry
in with
told her he's got to deal with everybody. Mm-hmm. But because, you know, they don't listen to Jerry.
And he did.
He did. So I don't know why she was so shocked. Why were they going to keep Jerry over her? It was obvious.
Keisha got on my nerves. I mean, this is the thing that irritates me about people like her. She can talk all this cash when it's somebody else on the block or somebody else going out the door. But then when it's her, she's getting all upset. First of all, it's a game.
Well,
second of all, who else do you think he going to put up? You the last woman there.
Well, between her and Jerry, you should have known they would pick you to leave because they think that they could beat Jerry.
Exactly.
And they were right.
Exactly.
You know?
But this is what I'm saying. Why she got angry at Memphis for evicting her is beyond me because obviously, she's a better competitor than Jerry in a competition.
Right.
Because she's won some competitions.
Exactly.
You know, so, but she wasn't there.
And what the thing
but
that
he was my friend. I thought he was my friend.
The thing
cracked
me up about that whole thing is when she went and confronted it, and when you watched it on Showtime After Dark, they showed the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
They sat there and just looked at her.
Like she was crazy.
No. when she asked the question, they sat there and looked at her. They didn't say, oh, no, no, I'm not doing that. They looked at her and they looked guilty. Mm-hmm. And that's how she pieced it together. They just looked at her and didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't say nothing for a good 5-10 minutes. And that's what I think pissed her off the most, is that nobody would talk to her. Mm-hmm. And so, but still, why do that? Why not just placate her and go on? But I guess they didn't have to.
Well,
they didn't need to at that point.
I agree with the way Memphis played that part of the game. You know, it is a game. You have to do strategically. You know, the broadcast show made it look like Dan was throwing Memphis under the bus with Keisha. What really happened was Dan and Memphis already decided Dan was going to throw Memphis under the bus with Keisha, and then Memphis was going to throw Dan under the bus with Jerry. They already decided that way before, while it was still Rennie in the game.
But guess what? That was Dan's idea.
Well, but be right, that as it may, because
Memphis is stupid. Memphis should have known. The reason Dan wants us to do this is so that Dan can look good,
exactly,
in Keisha's eyes, knowing, and Dan knew this, knowing that Jerry doesn't like Memphis. He's just working with Memphis, so exactly, he wouldn't believe anything Memphis said anyway.
But, you know, if you sit and listen
they all got manipulated by Dan.
Well, if you sit and watched Memphis, though, and listen to his gameplay and his conversation with Dan, Memphis was not totally, excuse me, motivated on winning the money. Memphis wanted to be in the final two.
He won, yeah.
Because Memphis said, hey, he told Dan several times, hey, $50,000 isn't bad. And then he'd say, I mean, of course, you know, I'd want to win the whole thing, but hey, winning $50,000, I'd just say, give me my check. He said, so, you know, I just want us two to be the final two, the Renegades, see. And Dan and Memphis had an honest friendship.
Yeah.
They really are friends. So, you know, Memphis just had a different type of game than Dan. But they both played a good game. Memphis got himself off the block several times.
Yep.
Dan got himself. Dan was targeted for eviction in week two, and he ends up going all the way to the final two.
Yep. He laid low for a while.
He laid low and everything. And now Keisha did do some maneuvering. She helped them two guys, Dan and Memphis, through the game. But Keisha kind of skated too, because Keisha was willing to skate along as long as the focus was on Dan and Memphis. Because if you stop and think about it, that's why I don't feel a bit daggum bit sorry for Keisha being evicted. Because when you think about it, Jerry was correct when he said he tried to get Dan and or Memphis out every other week. Every week, Memphis or Dan was up on the block.
Right.
Every single week.
Yep.
So, you know, so Keisha was kind of skating too, because she knew the focus was on getting Dan or Memphis.
Well, what she was saying was, and she kept saying, take them through the game and they backstab me. Take them through and backstab me. I fought for them, blah, 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 blah. And they're not going to fight for me. That's what I must have said about. I'm like, oh, please.
Well, first of all,
if she wouldn't have been so jealous of everybody, exactly, her game would have been a lot better.
She wanted to talk to Memphis because she wanted to talk to Memphis. You know what I mean?
I don't think she wanted to talk to Memphis like that. I'm just saying, I don't think she wanted those. She don't want to date those people in there. She's just one of these people that wants to be having all the attention.
Yeah, that's true.
Whether she wants to date you or not, or whatever.
Right.
She just wants to be the one to have all the attention. She knew she wasn't going to date Steven. He was gay. Mm-hmm. But she was best friends with Steven, quote unquote, in her voice. Mm-hmm. And didn't want, like, the fact that Angie and Steven were friends also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same thing with the rest of them.
Yep.
And if those women would have stuck together and quit getting jealous, and April had the same issue,
right?
Too. April was jealous of Keisha also,
right?
And if they would have just let all that stuff go, they could have really made it to the end,
right?
But they couldn't do all that.
And Michelle was jealous too. She was jealous.
Oh Lord,
she was jealous of Libra so bad, but she was also jealous of April and Keisha too.
She was jealous of April because April had a showmance.
Yep.
She was jealous of Keisha Because Keisha was cute.
Right. She was jealous of Libra because Libra had all
married.
She had all the stuff that she wants.
She had money and a house and kids.
Exactly. Exactly. And she's only 1 year older than Michelle. So, you know, and Michelle said more than once. As a matter of fact, every single time that girl got to drinking, she was telling somebody, either Jerry or Dan or somebody, you know, I thought by now I'd have a husband and a house and children and all this stuff, see?
Yep.
And they would always remind her, well, yeah, that's what Libra got. You know, but anyway. Okay, so then we get down to the final two because they kick Jerry out.
Yep.
Well, Dan and
Now, to me, if Memphis would have been smart.
Excuse me.
Because, wait, no, it was Memphis who won the final HOH, right? No, it was Dan won the final HOH. So Dan got to pick who it was who went up with him.
Right.
And Dan really could have picked either one of them, and he would have been safe, but he decided to go ahead with Memphis.
Dan.
Now, I'm not so certain that if it was on the other foot that Memphis would have taken Dan.
I think he would have, because I'm telling you, when you listen to their conversations, of which they didn't show on the broadcast, but they are the renegades. They formed this group. They planned several things outside of the house. They planned to take a road trip together. They planned for their girlfriends to get to know one another so they can all four, like, you know, kind of pal around and stuff. They're actually friends.
Yes.
So, there was no way that Memphis was going to take Jerry.
Oh, speaking
no
of
way.
Memphis and his girlfriend, they finally showed why he got so upset when Jerry called him a womanizer.
Yeah. You want to talk about that?
And I was like, I knew there's some reason. Why would you get upset behind that word to me? Why would that affect you? Where he's mm-hmm. cussing and ready to knock Jerry out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come to find out his daddy ran around on his mama and him when he was little.
Uh-huh.
So his daddy was a womanizer. And he says, and I really try hard not to be. Although they also mentioned when they had an interview with his girlfriend that he doesn't want to settle down. He's always trying to date around. And she knew that when she started dating him in college. That he was like mm-hmm. that.
Well, first of all, Memphis,
so it rang true to him also.
Well, but, you know, I agree with Memphis. First of all, Memphis was a model. That before he got in this, he calls himself mixologist, and we'll get into that after the finale thing. But Memphis was a male model for a number of years, he said.
And
well, but women flock to that kind of thing. So, you know.
That has nothing to do with that. He's talking about his father being out and about on his family, and that's why he took it so hard.
Well, you know. All of them got issues.
Please.
All of them got issues. So, I mean, I can understand that. But anyway, so what did you think about the jury questions from the jury? Well, first of all, what did you think about when they showed the jury house and everybody was saying, who do you think's coming into the house? And wasn't it April said, well, I hope it's Keisha.
Well, that was before Keisha was voted out.
Yeah. I hope it's Keisha. You know, and then here comes Keisha, and all of us said, ooh, I hope it's not Jerry, because they don't want to spend a week in the house with Jerry. But here comes Keisha, and Michelle, I thought it was so funny. Michelle had just finished telling all the house guests, I can't wait to whoever comes in, because I know some stuff that they don't know, because they don't know that Dan took me on the trip.
Right.
See, and that's when Dan whispered to Keisha
right.
on her way out the door.
I remember that. And she's like, well, you know something, well, you don't know something. It's like, I got to go on the trip. She's like, oh, yeah, I know. Dan.
No. She didn't even get that out. She just says, well, there's something that happened
you don't know.
You don't know. And Keisha looked right at Michelle. And she, you know how you put your, when you're a girl, you put your hands on your hip, kind of stick your hip out, and you're getting ready to go like, na 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 na. But she says, oh, yes, I know. You got to go on the trip with Dan. He didn't tell anyone but me. And so Ollie said, oh, you mean he didn't tell the other house guest? She says, no, he only told me. Did you see Michelle's face? It dropped. I mean, it dropped.
Michelle,
them girls are so jealous.
Michelle is a wannabe.
Oh, yeah. She's a wannabe bad.
Very much so.
She's a wannabe bad.
Which is too bad because she's not an ugly girl.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
You know what makes her ugly? Her insides make her ugly. Well, she's ugly on the inside and it comes out on the outside. Well,
when you're jealous of people like that, yeah. But yeah. She's not ugly. She's not uninteresting.
Oh, yes, she is.
But she does not need to go through all that to get through.
Wait till I tell you about her exit interview. Yeah, we'll get to that. But anyway, so then they're sitting all around at the pool waiting for the very last house guest because then they're going to talk about their strategy and stuff. And, of course, in walks Jerry. Didn't you think it was kind of rude to Jerry?
No, because all the women did not, because of how Jerry has treated them throughout the whole stay.
That's true.
The broadcast didn't show, but the feeds and stuff you saw, how he would make comments to them. He would hug them all the time, try to touch them. Mm-hmm. They didn't like him.
Yeah, that's
true. They didn't.
True.
They just, they didn't show all that.
You can tell it, too, because
they were like, ooh, we hope it's not Jerry, because, whoa.
But Jerry
is so old, he's not going to change any of that.
No.
He probably doesn't even realize that's bad. I mean, he got a weird comment from his wife when he already knew because he asked that question. Now, why would you ask your wife that question? How do you think I've been behaving on the show? You already know you ain't been behaving right if you even got to ask.
Yeah, that you is know? True. He did ask.
He knows. Some of the questions that people have that Julie's asked him, he already knows how people have perceived him.
That's true. He does. But anyway, so, they're sitting around talking about, whether they think Dan's played a better game or Memphis played a better game. And Libra is the one that said, okay, people, you come into the house not to make best friends, but it's right. Big Brother. And I was reading an article about the finale and many of the previous house guests from previous Big Brother shows, they were all sitting, those that weren't out in the audience, they were sitting in the VIP room. And it said, this person who was reporting on the VIP room said that when they were sitting around all, talking about either Dan or Memphis and they were kind of, being rude to Jerry, the house guests were saying, man, those women are catty. And he said that when Libra told the group, all right, people, this is not coming to the house to make best friends. It's Big Brother. Said everybody clapped and said, yeah,
well,
tell
right.
them, Libra. Because
that's true.
Because, I mean, it's a game. Come on, people. But anyway, so.
Well, I didn't think the questions you asked me earlier, how I felt about the questions they asked. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they were that. I mean, a couple of them were really good because those people had just been evicted, like with Keisha asking Memphis about, not telling her and not taking her to the end over Jerry.
I thought that was a stupid question.
Well, that was fresh on her mind.
I thought that was so childish and stupid. Actually, I thought Rennie had the best question. And Memphis couldn't answer it. Memphis screwed himself out of the money because...
No, he didn't.
But Memphis at least could have had a good speech. Memphis should have said, this is the way I feel about it. You are in the Big Brother house. It's only two of y'all. You don't have no TV. You don't have no paper. You don't have no radio. You got plenty of time to practice your speech in front of the jury.
He's not a good speaker.
Well, I think he just didn't want to do it. But when Rennie asked him, okay, tell me, what did you do for me? If I was Memphis, I would have said, what do you mean? What did I do for you? I did a lot for you because I kept the focus off of you so you could get further in the game. Otherwise, you would have been gone in week one, which is true.
Yep, he could have.
That's what he should have said, but he's sitting there, it took him a long time to answer, and he really didn't answer.
Well, that's a good question.
Well, that's a good question.
Well, I gave you some of me.
Yeah, where Dan, at least Dan had answers to the things.
Oh, yeah.
He
was going to have answers. And he even turned that stuff back around on Memphis. It's like, well, actually, the reason Memphis did that is because I wanted him... Didn't have blood on his hands for such.
But see, Dan worked for that money.
Yeah, he did.
He talked for that money. So, Dan worked for that money. And
now,
I knew then that Dan was going
to
win.
Let's move forward to when they bring out all the house guests onto the live show. and everybody's walking out and people are cheering. Uh-huh. What's wrong with Rennie? She was acting like she was the beauty queen.
I thought it was cute. I thought it was wonderful. Oh. I loved it. No. Rennie was styling. I mean, I like Rennie.
You know,
though.
I had to tell her, will you move your butt on down the road?
Hurry up now. We only got so much time. Yeah, I know. Then, but the audience loved it, though.
Yeah, I like Rennie. I really like Rennie.
But that's not the bone I got.
But I got irritated with Rennie. When it came time for her to give her little speech and do her key, she isn't even looking at the camera. She ain't looking at the guys. She ain't looking at Julie Chen. She's like, well, my people, especially like she was the queen.
I know.
Life has really taught me that. I was like, oh.
She was kind of long-winded. She was kind of long-winded.
Now, come on.
But no, okay.
It was not the Rennie show.
But, okay. Well,
Come on, Rennie.
I like Rennie, so I'll give her that. This is the bone I got to pick. What the crap was Ollie doing? Doing a forward roll as he comes out of around the corner. What the crap was that?
Who cares? I don't care about the forward roll.
Stupid.
No.
He did a roll like what? He was supposed to be hip hop or something?
That's the only bone you have to pick about him?
Well, at that, we were talking about when the house guests first came out.
I'm going in and out.
Okay.
When Brian spoke, when they asked Brian, what do you want to reveal to the house guests? What did you think since y'all were able to watch the whole season? And to me, they let him talk too long.
But it was interesting though because
he went through each person. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I really was surprised by Ollie's behavior after he got betrayed.
He said Ollie's tantrum.
Yeah, Ollie's tantrum. He said, did you really think he would keep that deal? And for you to he said, they never made it personal, which is true. They never did make it personal that. And the things that Ollie, you said to Memphis and Dan was terrible. And Ollie's just like, all he could do is sit there and laugh.
Well, Michelle did the same thing when he called her out. He says, those awful things you said about Libra.
He said that first, and then he said, and then about Keisha's weight.
But what he said was, and for you to take it personal when you lost a trip. And for you to say the terrible things you said about Libra being a terrible mother, and I don't think Libra knew about that part of it. And Michelle said it to her.
And then he said how you and April made fun of Keisha's weight when you were watching.
Did you see Keisha's face?
And ooh, he said that was awful. And all Michelle could do was the same thing. And I was like, okay, the least you could have done was go, you know, I was in the heat of the moment. You know, make some crap up.
Yeah.
You know,
and I apologize for that.
Yeah, in the house. Everything is blown up 100-fold. Your emotions are running.
She's too jealous for that.
Yeah. And Ollie's too stupid.
Yeah. Ollie's too stupid. Well, April's too jealous for that, too. But I thought it was really interesting when Brian was saying these things, the camera was on Keisha's face. They didn't show Libra's face. They showed Michelle's face.
They showed Libra a little bit. Well, and she was looking around like, yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Because she did say that. She said that so much. Libra knew what she had said.
Yeah, true. But anyway.
But they did spend a lot of time on him. Mm-hmm. And that didn't even give Angie a chance to say anything.
No. They asked Steven stuff. And Steven wasn't even memorable. And they asked Jesse stuff.
Dumb Jesse.
Yeah. And Angie was just sitting there. Once again, that's all she did in the game is sit outside and smoke cigarettes. Well, at the finale, all she did was sit there. She didn't even have a cigarette. You know? They didn't ask her nothing.
I would have rather heard from her than Jesse.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they had to hear from Jesse because they showed the whole America's Player thing. That was priceless. That was so good. And then when America said, you got to hug somebody for at least 10 seconds, and it's Jesse. Oh, that was hilarious. That was hilarious. So they had to ask Jesse what he thought, you know.
Well, I knew that Dan would win between him and Memphis. I didn't think that everybody would vote for him.
I didn't think it'd be 7-0.
But I'm kind of glad it is because he was the better player.
He was very good.
When it came down to it.
He was very good. And actually, I think somebody posted online that Dan has been the first winner in Big Brother history to win 7-0. Because even Dr. Will, it was like two. He got two votes against him.
Something.
Yeah. So Dan has another first as well. So I mean, I'm not sorry Dan won the money because I like Dan.
He wasn't my favorite, but since it got down to those two, he was the best one to win it.
Right. I think so too. He did play really well. Now, what I did is I went online.
Oh, before you say that.
Okay.
What did you think about who received the America's vote on who's the favorite juror?
That was a cheat. I don't believe for a moment Keisha? America voted for Keisha. I don't believe for a moment.
I'm thinking it was Rennie.
I'm thinking, and there's no way I will ever believe Jerry came in second. No, I think it was Rennie. But I think the reason why they gave it to Keisha is because there was a lot of traffic online. People were outraged and upset that Keisha got evicted because they wanted to see her in the final two and stuff.
Oh, so maybe that's why they...
I think that's why they did it.
Well, maybe the vote was legitimate then. I just thought that was odd. I just think it's
Keisha? Very odd because Rennie is very popular. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, I voted for Rennie. So, you know, I'm just real, real surprised that Keisha got it. Yeah. I think that was just by default. And you know what? I'm going to have to go back and look and see if the person who got third last time won, too. You
see what I'm saying? The extra $25,000?
Yeah.
Who was last? I don't even remember.
I don't know. Who got it last time?
Adam and Ryan and...
Adam won the money, but who won the $25,000?
Was it Sheila?
No.
I can't remember.
Yeah, see, isn't that terrible? But anyway... you can kind of look that up. But I went online and watched their exit interviews, and they have a person like from E! Entertainment or E! Entertainment Online or something interviewing all of the house guests one by one, and you can hear all the background noise and this, that, and the other.
Uh-huh.
And I watched most of them. I could not watch Ollie's. It was just making me too angry. And I could not watch April's either. I couldn't watch the whole thing. Because it was just making me too angry. She was just too sickening, you know. And I freely admit that Manchelle, I only watched half of that too. Because this chick is so...
Well, how long were the interviews?
Well, some of them are 8 minutes. Some of them are 6 minutes, you know. But the reason why I didn't watch all of Manchelle's is because he's questioning her about all of her tirades and cussing and stuff. And she is so proud of the fact that she can cuss better than any truck driver. And that what we saw in the Big Brother house was not even her real personality, because she can get way crazier than that. And she has a way fouler mouth than that. That's coming out of her own mouth. She's proud of it. And I'm thinking, you know what? You a skank. I just couldn't watch the rest of it. So, and ooh, she just unnerves me. But Brian did a really good interview. And the interviewer said that they had office pools around the network, and that people at the beginning of the show, people had a pool going, and they voted that either Brian, they thought Brian and Libra would be the final two.
Really?
And that one of them two would win the whole thing, Brian or Libra, because they were the smartest ones in the house. And Brian said, oh, I know, I just did stuff too quick. I mean, he was real good-natured about the fact that, and honest about the fact that he played a really good game, but he just played it too quick.
Oh.
Yeah, he just played it too quick and too vocal.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was his downfall. He would have made it really far in the game, I think.
He would have made it far, I think. He wouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. And Libra basically said the same thing, that she said, you know, I had a strategy going in. And she said, and he said the same thing too. He said, but you know, when you actually get in the house and everything, he says, it's not that you throw out your strategy. It's just that things change. And he says one little bitty comment by a person and the whole house just turns, mm-hmm. you know. And he says, and that happened several times. And Libra said the same thing. She says, you know, I had a strategy coming in and blah, 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 blah. And she says, and once you get into the house, I mean, things are just kind of different. And they asked Libra about her fight with Jerry, her yelling, screaming match with Jerry and the one with Jesse. And she says, well, you know, she says, I told myself and I told my husband I was not going to be fussing and fighting with anyone because I didn't want to be on TV being that stereotypical angry black woman. She said, but they knew what buttons of mine to push and they took me there. She says, and I wouldn't change a thing. She says, maybe I should have been a little more quiet. She said, but they took me there and I was going there with them. Oh, she had me dying. It was good. It was good. Rennie gave a good interview, too. Of course, Rennie was one of my favorites, so, you know, hers was really good. But Rennie is kind of off.
She is off.
She kind of off, though. But anyway, Memphis's interview, I really liked Memphis, though. And his interview was very interesting. Let me tell you about the boy.
Uh-oh.
First of all.
Uh-oh.
He says his job is mixologist. Let me tell you what he really do. What he does is he works for an entertainment company. This entertainment company is contracted to put on the parties for the Hollywood celebrities. That's what he's mixing. He's not at a club. He's contracted out.
To do what?
For to do the bar. For these Hollywood clubs, Hollywood celebrities and stuff like Steven Spielberg and stuff.
So what does he do?
Well, what he
bartends?
He coordinates all the bartenders and stuff. He orders the liquor and all that kind of thing. But he also said that he and the guy that owned this entertainment company, they also have a separate venture where they're getting ready to have their own clients and everything.
That don't even make sense.
Oh yes, it does. It does.
And they hire people to do that?
Well, yes.
Well, but that doesn't even... So they hire him to just go put the party on.
It's just like you cater a party. It's just like Rachel Ray goes and caters a party or Martha Stewart, and that's how they started their business.
But what is he doing?
Whatever bartender people do. They get the drinks. They order the drinks. They mix the drinks. They supervise the waiters, whatever. I mean, depending upon what the venue is.
I did not know that that was a...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, yeah. Why would it not make sense to you?
I don't know. I guess I
have... Okay. I don't want to give away no. But even in when I lived in Kansas, and I used to work at this one particular place that I won't give the name of it, but we used to have cocktails and dinner. We even used an agency like that. It was a startup company, and that is what they did. And that was separate from the food people.
Right. So that's where it's confusing, because I didn't know that was a separate thing.
Yes, it is. Okay. It is a separate thing.
All right.
It's a whole separate company. Cool. Or at least out there in Hollywood it is, where he lives.
Yeah.
See, so that's what he does, see. So Keisha was correct when she was telling the people in the house, no, Memphis is not a bartender. Not the venues that he works at. She says, no, he's making some real good money. Because there for a while, he was, I guess, telling some of them that, you know, he was in need of the money.
Well, him and April had a conversation because of where she works in Phoenix. Whatever hotel she works at, he's got one in Hollywood where he works, too. Mm-hmm. So they were comparing the different locations, if they look the same, if they have the same thing. So apparently they work in the same hotel chain, but in different cities.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Well, I thought that was interesting, though. Huh. So that was real interesting.
Learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a good season of Big Brother.
I think this is probably one of the better seasons, simply because of Dan's antics and the women were so jealous of one another.
That was the awful part.
So the Showtime After Darks, though, while everybody was in the house, it was really exciting. Once they got down to just like four people, it was too boring.
Nobody was talking.
Yeah, nobody was talking. They walked around each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yes, and they have announced that they're going to have a another winter season.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something else about Memphis and the car. Because you know, the car that he won, April, every time April talked about the car, it was $20,000, then it was $50,000, then it was whatever. Well, come to find out, the vintage Camaro, that green Camaro that he won in that, it was not CBS's property. So they couldn't give it away. It belonged, the actual title to the car belongs to another individual. That individual has since
decided not to.
Had his property returned and has painted it. So what they had to do is they had to tell Memphis, okay, it really, we didn't have title to the property. We thought we did, but we didn't have title to it and stuff. Now the owner wants, who knows how much money he wanted, but the owner wanted X amount of money in order to, you know, give up the property. So they asked Memphis, what do you want to do? And evidently, instead of the car, then they gave Memphis cash.
The amount of the car?
Well, now that's the part that's to be determined. It just said,
why wouldn't they give him another car?
Because it's a vintage 69 Camaro. You can't just go out and get one. Those are collector's items.
Well, yeah, but I would.
And when you go online and look up a vintage 69 Camaro, you know how much they, I mean, in good mechanical condition, $70,000 to $80,000.
I said, you give me the same amount of money.
I'm sure they gave him the same amount of money.
They would have to.
So he got paid.
Well, how stupid. Who messed that up?
Well, somebody messed that up. And also, Memphis said, too, that he and Dan were going on a road trip. The first thing they were going to do is go on a road trip to Las Vegas together. And that their girlfriends were going to go, of course, with them. And they were hoping that their girlfriends, Monica and Ashley, got along as well as Dan and Memphis do. Because they want to all, you know, do stuff together. So I think that's nice.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, that's nice. So
I say it was an eventful season. I'm always kind of down at this time because the fun part is over.
I'm not, because there's so much stuff coming up.
Yeah, that's so true.
There's so much other stuff coming up. And you know, for me, you know, my favorites kind of went out quick.
They did, yeah.
On Big Brother. And usually once that happens, then I'm out. I quit watching. But I kept watching Big Brother this time because Dan was so enjoyable to watch because he was doing stuff.
Yeah.
He was doing stuff, you know. So, and then I wanted to see Memphis weasel out of being on the block again. He was on the block a lot. You know, so.
And
so,
all the fighting was exciting.
Yeah, all the fighting kept it interesting too, you know. But it would be nice if they could get some people in there that didn't. Get some
nasty. I think
nasty.
They need to change it up. Yeah. Change it up. They need to do like Survivor did 1 year and do they did 4 Asians, 4 Hispanic, 4 African American, and 4.
Let's have more than one white. Or two black people.
Or any other people.
Or, yeah, let's have some.
Let's see how that interaction goes.
Let's have some Latino people in there. You know?
What they need to do, why don't they get some upper crust people and people from the hood?
Yeah.
People who've been on the streets.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Now, that's exciting.
You'll see somebody get into it. You're going to see somebody
get into
it.
But you know what? I always say with Survivor, see, they need to drop all them folks in Harlem or somewhere, East St. Louis, and let them survive that. That'd be a good survivor.
No, that wouldn't last.
That'd be like that movie Trespass.
That'd be 1 hour, and they'd be having to call the law.
That would be good.
No.
Okay, well, so when does the winter season start? January?
Probably, yeah, I would say, I don't think it'll even be January. I think it'll be February, March.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, it might be. Okay, well, that'd be good because, you know, we'll have other stuff coming up, so.
And that's usually, that's usually when all of the new shows that don't quite make it fall off the schedule, so they'll need to kind of replace something and get out of it. One thing, I know why I'm really sad right now.
Why?
I'm really sad, not so much because Big Brother's gone, but because the Big Brother Lover podcast is ending.
I was just going to give a shout out to our podcast girlfriends, Babe and Mimi. May Big Brother Lover rest in peace.
No, I don't want to hear that. Say it ain't so.
I know. They're not going to do it.
That was one of the first podcasts I ever listened to. I mean, there's a couple. There's one other one that I can think of that I listened to before Big Brother Lover. Mm-hmm. And that one's still going strong. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really sad that they're going to be off the air, because that's where I really fell in love with podcasting and
yes,
talking about our favorite shows and giving our insight and your personal, flavor to how you feel a show is going.
But not only that, but, you know, Mimi was very helpful to me in getting our MySpace page up and helping me, decipher the codes, because, you know, I'm old school, so I'm a baby boomer. So, you know, I had to learn all that stuff. And so thank you, Mimi, for all of your help and everything. Now,
she helped me too with the
technical. I will say, though, that Babe and Mimi are still going to do a podcast. They're probably going to continue with their Biggest Loser podcast. So everybody, everybody go to Babe and Mimi's MySpace page, and you can get episodes, their latest episodes of stuff. But so I think they'll still do that.
They didn't say Biggest Loser. They said they would do more health and fitness.
Yeah, healthy but mind they are and watching body, Biggest Loser.
Which I'm not into healthy mind and body. So that's not really, I'm like the opposite of healthy mind and body. So I know.
You are kind of a junk food junkie.
Not just that. I'm just into the home stretch, and I'm trying to, once I get home, I just want to sit and relax. Because I'm running all day long.
That's
I'm running
true.
Back, you know, I'm on That's my feet true. Almost all day. So.
I try to eat healthy, but, you know, that Chinese food is calling me sometimes, and I have to eat it. So
Tex-Mex.
Payway, you know. So I have to eat that. But, you know, so we're sad to see them go. But they did, you know, encourage us to keep on with our little Big Brother podcast. So when Big Brother comes on again, we'll be here again as well.
Yes, we will. So,
and we are going to be starting up our fall episode of Sisters in Review podcast, where we, you know, where we talk about some of the shows that we like to watch. So hopefully we can get a new episode out. I know we've been saying that every
week. We've been saying that for about 2 months.
I know, but we're going to do it.
But it is hard to do two different podcasts.
That's true, but at the same time, we can do it, though.
Or at least it's hard when you're lazy.
Yeah, that's true. So, but, okay, I think that's about it.
That's it. Well, we hope y'all have enjoyed us this season. We have enjoyed putting out the podcast and watching Big Brother. Do catch up with us again once the new Big Brother 11 comes mm-hmm. out. We'll be on the same feed. And check us out over at the Sisters in Review feed, which will be on our website, Sisters in Review. And
it's also on iTunes.
Yeah, we're on iTunes, Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle. We're on all those.
Right.
But just check us out later this weekend and look for a new episode.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's it. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next season.
Bye.